Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it would.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Music itself is one of the great subjects of popular songs. Music, songs, melody, rhythm. There seems to be no end. Here's a series of takes from the romantic to the irreverent on what the songs say and how they say it.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm. You gotta stop picking on me.
How do you separate music from love and romance, from courting, from newlyweds' first dance, from marriages of long duration because husband and wife remember certain songs, even from the pinch of divorce? But that part's not for today. Music is for lovers, and it lasts. The love and the music. Portia Nelson with Bart Howard's Music for Lovers, and Tony Bennett with Eddie Heim and Irving Mills, While the Music Plays On.
There is music for lovers to be found in the sound of a sigh. There is music
still possesses all of its charms. As I serenade my lover, dancing by in someone else's arms, but I am not allowed to show the crowd what happens when romance has gone. I must hide my fears, singing through my tears while the music plays on.
Portia Nelson, Music for Lovers, and Tony Bennett, While the Music Plays On. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. One way to set it up is with a question, but just the right question. When I was teaching, I used to tell students that I had only two questions to ask: why and how. They might take 100 different forms, but that's what they came down to. The question here is straightforward, but its substance is metaphoric to keep you on your toes and add an element of romance. It sounds abstract until suddenly the character turns to face the person he's been singing to all along. Michael Feinstein with Michelle LeGrand and Marilyn and Alan Bergman's How Do You Keep the Music Playing?
The music play. How do you make it last? How do you keep the song from fading too fast? To someone and never lose your way. How do you not run out of new things to say? Since we know we're always changing, how can it be the same? And tell me how, year after year, you're sure your heart will fall apart each time you now or never. The more I love, the more that I'm afraid that in your eyes I may not see forever. Forever. If we can be the best of lovers, yet be the best of friends. If we can try with every day to make it better as it grows, with any luck, then I suppose the music never ends. I know the way I feel for you. It's now or never. Best of lovers, yet be the best of friends. If we can try with every day to make it better as it grows, with any luck, then I suppose the music never
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Michael Feinstein, how do you keep the music playing? It's an old songwriter's trick. To find words for a slow but lyrical melody, you start with something observational, even abstract, but apparently based on the character's previous experience. He knows something about what romance feels like. But this is no detached notation, as the lyric turns in a single line from Sweethearts to You, My Love. Frank Sinatra with Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn's As Long As There's Music.
So here is As Long As There's Music from the RKO picture, Step Lively.
As long as there's music and words of romance, the spell of a theme starts you to dream. There's always a chance. As long as there's music, whatever the song. As long as there's music for sweethearts to sing, I'll sing you my love, melodies of the birds on the wing. My loneliest days will never seem long, as long as there's music and you are the song. On the wing, my loneliest days will never seem long as there's music and you are the song. Thank you.
Frank Sinatra, As Long As There's Music. The less the songs are about music's power, and the more they're about how it affects somebody's feeling for her lover, the more convincing they are. No matter how abstract they are at first, suddenly there is something dramatic in which the loved one emerges as the embodiment of music and song. Karen Morrow, No Other Music, and Ella Fitzgerald, Just a Simple Melody.
There's not a trace of Pavarotti in your throat. There's not a bit of Bing or Frank in any note. And yet the tune you hum each time you cross the floor gives me a feeling that I've never felt before.
just a simple melody designed to haunt your memory. It's bound to get you instantly. Oh, it doesn't help you to beware before you even know it's there. You're swaying to its catchy air, dancing with your favorite thrill. He will hold you closer still, and suddenly you'll both agree that dancing can be heavenly to just a simple melody.
Jerry Herman's No Other Music, and Ella Fitzgerald with Saul Chaplin and Sammy Kahn's Just a Simple Melody. A lot of the songs to follow cut against the grain of expectation, even though they still begin with observation and switch to conviction, even confession. They're lively, even bouncy. Love's enjoyable. In this kind of setting, the songs start more concretely, more rooted in daily life, before they turn to love. Without love, it would just be stuff. With it, the song takes on purpose. Alice Faye with Harry Revelle and Matt Gordon's Got My Mind on Music, and Blossom Deary with Burton Lane and Frank Lesser's I Hear Music.
Snapping my fingers, tapping my toes, walking along, humming a song, sort of kind of riding high on me, oh my. I feel that rhythm's in season, and that is the reason why. Got my mind on music. When I think of music, I think of love, and when I think of love, oh, I gotta think of you. Got my mind on music. When I think of music and sweet romance, and I think of dancing, and oh, I gotta dance with you. Got my mind on rhythm. When I hear an orchestra play, I'm ready to throw me away and to make it complete. My heart is beating with a rumba beat. Got my mind on music. When I think of music, I think of love, and when I think of love, oh, oh, what can I do? Got my mind on music, on love, and you.
And when I think of love. do. I've got my mind on music, got my mind on rhythm, I love. And got my mind on music with a love and you.
Bravo, bravo, bravo,
bravo. Do 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 do. Mighty, mighty pretty music. The murmur of the morning breeze up there. The rattle of a milkman on the stair. Sure, that's music. Mighty, mighty pretty music. The singing of a sparrow in the sky. The perking of the coffee right nearby. That's my favorite melody. You, my angel. Mighty, mighty fine music. And anytime I think my world is wrong, I get me out of bed and sing this song. I hear music. Mighty, mighty pretty music. The murmur of the morning breeze up there. The rattle of the milkman on the stair. Sure, that's music. Mighty, mighty pretty music. The singing of a sparrow in the sky. The perking of the coffee right nearby. There's my favorite melody. You, my angel, phoning me. I hear music. Mighty, mighty pretty music. And anytime I think my world is wrong, I get me out of bed and sing pretty music. Pretty, pretty music. Get me out of bed and sing all day long. Pretty, pretty music.
Alice Faye got My Mind on Music, and Blossom Dearie, I Hear Music. Regardless of tempo, approach, or style, there's an undertone of magic running through these songs. Sometimes explicit, sometimes hinted at, but almost always there. It's as if the magic is a kind of subtext to love, somehow deepening what's already there with something unsaid and unsayable. Perhaps you're thinking that the songs have to be tender or even fragile. Not so. A squib of a Jerome Kern Skylar Green tune from 1915, and then another one of those impudent songs that Alice Faye specialized in. Magic Melody and Arthur Johnston and Sidney Clare's Music is Magic.
The name of that melody, something mighty sweet about it, something hard to beat about it. What's the name of that melody? What a pity not to know the name of such a pretty ditty. It always seems to interrupt when you're talking. It seems to lift you from your feet and start you walking. When those cellos and fiddles start in to fiddle that middle part, clouds, fears, sighs, tears disappear as if by magic.
When you're street parading, when you're syncopating, when you're serenading, music does the trick. When your heart is singing, when love's tingling-ing, when church bells are ringing, you find out that there's not a doubt that music is magic. It puts you into a romancing spirit. It gets you right into a dancing spirit. Young or old, you move your shoulder. Music is magic. No matter if you're feeling melancholy, a little jingling will make you jolly. Sweet or hot, you simply gotta, if it's operatic. You wanna holler, tra-la-la-la-la-la, and if it's rhythmatic, you stay. melody is instrumental. Music does the trick, 'cause music is magic. It puts you into a romancing spirit. It gets you right into a dancing spirit. Young or old, you move your shoulder. Music is magic. No matter if you're feeling melancholy, a little jingling will make you jolly. Sweet or hot, yes, if they gotta, if it's operatic, you wanna holler. And if it's rhythmic, you stay with them, sway in rhythm. Music is magic. Whenever baby's kisses are so gentle, you find a melody is instrumental. Music does the trick.
Kay Ballard, Magic Melody, and Alice Faye, Music is Magic. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Music enriches love and feels magical doing it, but it also turns into dancing and a song that encourages you to shuffle in an embrace, or something that insists your feet are on fire. If you're not careful, it might even turn into something sexy. So much for dignity, so much for poise, because music makes you do things you wouldn't otherwise do. If that won't keep the music playing, what will? Ethel Merman with Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn's An Earful of Music, and Ginger Rogers with Vincent Heumann's, Gus Kahn, and Edward Eliscu's Music Makes Me.
There's a something in my ear, and it's awful nice to hear. But I guess that you would like to hear the whole song. What's in my ear? What does my heart most desire? What am I craving for? A tune to set my feet on fire and a ballroom floor. In the winter, in the summer, in the spring or fall, in the morning. A soul full of rhythm, who could ever be blue? A room full of dancers, with still room for two. My mind full of dance time, and dancing with you. Now I don't care if the sun goes down, if the sky is blue or black. I just know I'm going to town, and I'm coming back with an ear full of music and an arm full of you. A soul full of rhythm, who could ever be blue? Would you like to tango? Would you like to waltz? Would you like to karaoke? Would you like to start a rock? try a turn and somersault. Would you care to shim-sham? Would you like to strut? I don't care what we do, for I am more than satisfied as long as you are by my side, as long as the band plays Hot Heidi, Hey Hey, Red Hot. I got an ear full of music and an arm full of you. So full of red hot rhythm, who could ever be blue? Room full of dancers, squeeze a little room for two. My mind is full of rhythm when I'm dancing with you. I don't care if the sky is blue, red, yellow, gray, or black. I just know that I'm going to town. Brother, I am coming back with an ear full of music and an arm full of you. So full of red hot rhythm, who could ever be
my dignity, it makes me lose my poise. Some folks call it music, my folks call it noise. I like music, old and new. What music makes me do the things I never should do. Oh, I like music, sweet and blue. What music makes me do the things I never should do. My self-control was something to brag about, now it's a gag about town. The things I do are never forgiven, and just when I'm living I'm down. I hear music, then I'm through, 'cause music makes me do the things I never should do. I like music, I like it old, I like it new, but it makes me do the things I never should do. I like music,
Ethel Merman, An Earful of Music, and Ginger Rogers, Music Makes Me. We seem to have gotten sidetracked from the lyrical romanticism we began with. This may just be the saddest song I'll play today, because it looks longingly to the past rather than embracing the present. A summer romance so full of promise has ended with the setting of the moon and the end of the song. This is as mournfully romantic a ballad as Irving Berlin ever wrote. Louis Armstrong and the Mills Brothers, the song is ended, but the melody lingers on.
The song is ended, but the melody lingers on. You and the song have gone, but the melody lingers on. The moon descending, but it's found the break of dawn. You and the song have gone, but the melody lingers on. Beneath the light of the moon, we sang a love song that ended too soon. The song is ended, but the melody lingers on. You and the song have gone, but the melody lingers on.
The song is ended, but the melody lingers on.
The moon.
The moon's descended, but it's found at the break of dawn.
You and a song have gone.
The song had gone.
But the melody,
the melody,
lingers,
the melody lingers on.
Beneath the light,
the light of the moon, the light of the moon, the light of the moon, the light of the moon.
We sang a love song that
love
ended.
Song, love song
too
that
soon.
Ended too soon.
The song is ended. But
the melody lingers on.
You and a song have gone.
Song has gone.
But
the melody lingers on. Lingers on. Oh, oh.
Louis Armstrong and the Mills Brothers. The song is ended, but the melody lingers on. Songs that blend love and music are probably most convincing when they're real and familiar, something we all recognize and even find inviting, like, say, taking a walk. Not just any old walk, but a walk accompanied by music, inner music, or even music floating on the soft summer air. The music and the walking, inseparable, carry you through the song. Barbara Lee, with Hoagie Carmichael and Johnny Mercer's I Walk With Music.
If you see the heavens full of nightingales, and they all are singing as they fly, then you'll know, my dear, what I always hear. Every time that you pass by, there's a love song floating on the soft summer air. When you spoke, you left it there. From this day, I walk with music, for your voice will follow me everywhere. Your sweet sigh will come singing through the sky. I will hear and understand, and though I wander past the last distant star, it will never seem too far. For from this day on, and that song will lead me to where you are. Your sweet sigh will go singing through the sky. I will hear and understand, and though I wander past the distant star, it will never seem too far. For from this day on, I walk with music, and that song will lead me to where you are. That song will lead me to where you are.
Barbara Lee, I Walk with Music. A song that matters doesn't depart easily. We hold on to it. The love may endure or end. Memory has its own power to insist, though, to shape how we feel. Hear the song as a metaphor. The love has ended, but like a song, it remains unforgettable. Frank Sinatra with Irving Berlin's You Keep Coming Back Like a Song.
You keep coming back like a song. A song that keeps saying, remember the sweet used to be that was once you and me. Keeps coming back like an old melody, the perfume of roses in May, returns to my room in December. Forgotten things belong. You keep coming back like a song.
Frank Sinatra, You Keep Coming Back Like a Song. Some songs about music never mention love. They almost feel like love songs, though, because the people who wrote them know more about writing love songs than anything else. The first of these two final songs offers encouragement and optimism. Is it speaking to all of us or only one of us? The second is an expression of desire that borders on need, a song to lift the heart. Cass Elliot, Make Your Own Kind of Music, and Cy Coleman, Some Kind of Music.
Nobody can tell you there's only one song worth singing. They may try and sell you, 'cause it hangs them up to see some. Gonna be known.
some kind of music, some kind of music in my ear. Not that dumb old refrain that they drum in your brain. A world down the drain and up to here. If you long for a song that's young, strong, and lusty, to break through the rusty old veneer, grab your banjo and string it with a rainbow and spring it from the back row and sing it loud and clear. This world is some kind of music that my heart can listen to and cheer. For a song that's young, strong, and lusty, to break through the rusty old veneer. Grab your banjo and string it with a rainbow and spring it from the back row. All I want in this world is some kind of music that my heart can listen to and cheer.
Cass Elliot, Make Your Own Kind of Music, and Cy Coleman, Some Kind of Music. Remember the initial question, how do you keep the music playing? I'm not sure we've answered it. Maybe we can't. What we can do is play song after song, each laying out its own bit of an answer. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's fascinating rhythm.
I'm all shaking just like a flipper. Each morning I get up with the sun. Start hopping, never stopping. To find at night no work has been done. Oh, but I know that once doesn't matter. But now you're doing wrong. When you start to patter, I'm so unhappy. Won't you take a day off? Decide to run a long summer far away off and make it snappy. Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program, or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit wxxi.org/rhythm.